This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi, Allahumma salli ala habibina wa nabiyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome everybody, we have two illuminations, Quranic Reflections, Day 3. Discussing today, inshallah, some of the ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in Surah Al-Baqarah about difficulties and overcoming difficulties. These ayat, subhanAllah, I was reflecting over some of the points that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made with regards to how different groups of people overcame difficulties and how those difficulties actually refined their character and their soul and built their character and their soul. You saw in the example, for example, of the story of Dawood alayhi salam and how Bani Israel faced insurmountable odds against a force that they thought they were outnumbered over 3 to 1, even more than that. And then how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them strength. And they received their strength through, number one, perseverance and conviction. And that conviction helped them to overcome everything. I think we as Muslims, sometimes we forget this aspect and element of, you know, when we speak of how much of our faith revolves around speaking about the conviction that helps us overcome every difficulty that we may have. So when we go through counseling, sometimes the counselors ask us to ground ourselves or anchor ourselves in something. And I think the greatest anchor in our life is our faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want you just to appreciate that. How much of your life is anchored in the conviction that you believe there is a Lord who rewards and who has consequences for deeds, and also who will take care of you and hears you and listens to you. So that conviction itself was one of the greatest ways that helped the believers in Dawood alayhi salam's time overcome everything that they went through. Number one. Number two is that conviction was part of the reason that allowed them to make the dua that allowed them to overcome. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they made a prayer before they faced their difficulties. And that teaches us that, you know, not only conviction and having like strong faith, but also the conviction to be led by prayer and the strength of prayer. رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they made this dua. Oh Allah, pour on us patience. And that's why the scholars say that when you face the difficulty, that's when you ask for patience. But you should not ask for patience prior to that. You should ask for afia. This is an example of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said to his uncle, oh my uncle, oh Abbas, ask Allah for afia. Afia is preservation, to be protected from difficulties and hardships and trials. But when you face them, when you're going through them, that's when you ask for patience. And that's what the Dawood alayhi salam and the army that was facing an incredibly amount of difficulty and hardship, that's what they eventually faced. So this teaches us that conviction through prayer helps us in our difficulties and helps us refine ourselves and our souls, number one. Number two, you have the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam in this as well, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ أرني كيف تحيي الموتى قال أولم تؤمن قال بلى ولكن ليطمئن قلبي. And remember when Ibrahim alayhi salam said, my Lord, show me how you give life to the dead. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says and responded, do you not believe? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Ibrahim responded, but rather I want to have contentment in my heart and tranquility and assurance. So this teaches us as well that faith gives us assurance, and difficulties that you go through will also give you what's called Aynul Haq, which is the eye of certainty, will give you almost like a certain sign that this religion, this faith, this belief that we have is true. Meaning you will see in your life, different times in your life where you will almost, it's like personally delivered signs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you're on the correct path. Keep going. You're going to have difficulties and trials, but even Ibrahim alayhi salam wanted that assurance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the assurance will be given to you and the trials that you face are a means of showing you that this path is the truth. And that's why difficulties build character and refine our souls. This surah is so beautiful. Surah Al-Baqarah is one of my favorite, it's my favorite surah because it has such deep messages, underlying messages in the stories of those who came before us to help us overcome the difficulties that we face, the hardships that we go through, and understanding that there are people who came before us who had moments of questioning as well. Ibrahim alayhi salam even, look, he asked, oh Allah, tell me how you give life to the dead. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't you believe? So even the most righteous will have moments of just questioning and moments of trying to seek conviction, but that is part of faith. And faith will be strengthened by resolve, prayer, and perseverance. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ would make the most often dua. As Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Prophet ﷺ's most often said dua is, Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala dinik. Oh, the turner of the hearts, make my heart firm on your faith. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that dua in the Prophet ﷺ's masjid as we're wrapping up here Taraweeh. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our hearts firm, to allow us to persevere in this blessed month, to learn from the deep, deep lessons of the Qur'an, and to allow us to overcome all the difficulties that you're going through. I know there's some brothers and sisters that are going through some serious difficulties, but Allah is with you, and Allah will take care of us and all of us, and grant us that conviction, help us overcome with prayer, with perseverance, and be thankful for the conviction you have. How many people are going through so much difficulty? They're going through counseling and through psychologists, but they're not being told the conviction that anchors them, that anchors all of us as humanity. I mean, look at the sanity that we have is because of our faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I leave you with that, inshallah, to really build that conviction in your heart. And inshallah, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strengthen you with it. And ask Allah azza wa jal to relieve those difficulties with it, inshallah. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wa jazakum Allah khair jazaa. We'll see you all tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, for illuminations, Quranic reflections from the Haramain. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.